Daf is Daf Yud. So we got to the bottom of Tes Amud Beis, the last two lines. The Gemara says, Amar le Rabbi Yirmiyah le Rabbi Zeira. Albon yado hayimanis, albon raglo hayimanis. That when it comes to the mitzora, so the halacha is you put the oil, or rather the first the blood, you put on the bone yado hayimanis, the right thumb, and then you put on the right big toe. And then it says, the dechsiv, parentheses is a little bit confusing here, but we'll read it anyways. V'shemen de mitzora asher lamlu. So why does it have to then say that you place the oil of the mitzora on the very same place? I'm reading the parentheses on the next page as well. Dechsiv al dam ha'asham. Meaning, we know that the shemen has to go in the same exact place where the dam went. First you put the dam on the bon yado yamanis, and then the bon raglo yamanis. So once we know the dam goes there, and we put the shemen al dam ha'asham, the pasuk doesn't have to tell me also that the shemen goes on the bohen yado yamanis and bohen uragal yamanis. Just say it goes on the dam ha'asham, and we know where that dam ha'asham went. The shemen goes in the same exact place. So why does it repeat it? So the Gemara says, so again, just to be clear, it says by the dam it places on the yado yamanis, and it says the shemen the same exact place the dam ha'asham goes, which is also the yad yamanis. So we know where the dam goes, why repeat that that's on the yad yiminis? So the Gemara explains as follows. One is to tell me to include the tzadin, the sides, the tzadin, that on the thumb, not only the thumb on the top of the thumb, but even the sides of the thumb are going to be a kosher place to place the oil and the blood. But one is to emphasize lipsol tzide tzadin, which Rashi says is really tachas, underneath, that would be puzzle. So that's what we learn from these extra mentionings of the placement of the shemen of the mitzorah on the bohen raglo yimanis and bohen yado yimanis. So then the Gemara wants to know, Adam ha'asham, amakam dam ha'asham. The pasuk says two places. Where do you place the shemen? You place it on dam ha'asham, and you also place it on makam dam ha'asham. The pasuk reads, just to read it inside, umiyes yashemen, the left over of the oil, asha kapo yitein akorin al tenuch ozen hamitahir yamanis. You place it on the ear of the one being tahir, abon yado yamanis, in the right hand thumb, abon ragla yamanis. Where does it all go? That's dam ha'asham, the same exact place where the dam ha'asham went. But then, a few psukim later, it says, "V'nasan hakorin min hashemen." He takes the shemen, places it on kapo ya tinoch ozen. Goes on to explain that the bowen yado yamanis, bowen ragli yamanis, al makom dam hashem. So why do you say first al dam hashem, and then it's al makom dam hashem? So the Gemara says, "Lamai asu." What do we learn from these two places? Hanu tzrich. We need both mentionings of al dam hashem and al makom dam hashem. Why? Because he calls the rachmana al dam hashem. It's just a dam hashem. Have a mean, I would have thought, Isa, in Niskanech Loa, only if the blood is still there, do you place a shemen directly on top of the dam. But Niskanech, if it gets clean, the dam is wiped off, there's no dam remaining, lo, you shouldn't place the oil in those places, Kasir Rahmana al-Makam, on the very place where the dam once was. The Kasir Rahmana al-Makam, if it said simply amakum, the place, havamina dafka niskanech, only if the blood is no longer there, do you put it in the same exact place where the dam once was. Aval isa, if the dam is still be'en, if the dam is still on the thumb, ema havichatita, I might think that the dam is a chatita, I would have to wipe it off first before placing the shemen. Kamash milan al dam ha'ashem, you place it on top of the blood. So in other words, we see from here that you could place it either when the blood is there, or even when the blood's not there, you could place it on a clean finger where the blood once was. There's a dik from Rashi here that point out, and there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi and the Rambam rather. Rashi, two narrow lines down, says lamali. Kolomar trei kroy lamali. Why do you need two psukim? Bishul machad kasve lashminin diten shemen al hadam. So from Rashi, it sounds like you put the oil dafka on the blood itself. When the blood is there, you dafka put it on the blood. The Rambam says, even when the blood is there, you don't have to put it dafka on it. You could put it next to the blood. While Rashi says, no, you dafka put it on the blood itself. So they point out to machlokas here. So the Lecha Mishnah says that's because once the Gemara concludes that even if the blood is no longer there, it's niskaneach, you could still put the shemen in that place where it once was. So they say even when the dam is there, you don't have to dafka put it on the dam. You can even put it next to it. But Rashi says no. If the dam is there, you need to put it on top of the blood. If the blood is in there, so then you could put it where the blood once was. So that's the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Okay, the Gemara now goes weiter and says, Amar Rava, me'acha dichsiv al dam ha'asham, v'amakom dam ha'asham. We just learned above those two psukim where they taught us about the blood, where the oil goes, rather. Uksiva yimanis bedam, abon yado yimanis, v'abon rago yimanis. So now we establish that the Ashem, rather the Shemen, goes exactly the same place where the Dam goes, and then we tell us the Dam goes in the right thumb and the right big toe. So why does it have to tell us that the Shemen is also with the right big toe and the right thumb? We know it's going in the same exact place where the Dam once was. So the Gemara says, this is going against the drush we had above. The same question we had above, which we learned, Chal Hachshir, Chal Psol Tzidi Stadin. The Gemara asks the same question, but doesn't take the pshat we said above. It's saying a different pshat now. The Gemara says, Ella, what's the extra mentionings of Yad Yamanis and Ragla Yamanis? They tell me as follows. Ella Amar Rava, Yad Yad L'Kemitza. It says Yad by the Shemen Mitzora. It says Yad by the by Kemitza. So just like the Yad by Mitzora is the right hand, so to Kemitza must be using the right hand. Regel, regel to the chalitza. Tell me that the right foot must be used for the chalitza. If a woman's a righty, she puts the chalitza must be done on the right foot. There is a big machlokas in the poskim. What happens if she's a lefty? If the woman who's being performed chalitza with, she's a lefty, does she use her left hand, left foot rather, or does she use her right foot? So it's unclear how to read this the Gemara here. Does the Gemara mean the right foot always, no matter what she is, or her right foot? Her left foot is actually considered her right foot, or does she do both? So the Torah's makel that she should use the she should use her left foot. The Ramah is machmir that you should use both. She has to do chalitza twice with the right foot and then again with the left foot, since we're not sure how to paskin with regards to a lefty. But for our purposes, with the extra word of regel in the context of mitzvah, we don't really need it. It's available to teach us a gzeir shava that just like a chalitza, rather just like a mitzvah, needs to use the right foot, the regel yimanis. So to a chalitza, if she's a righty at least, she has to use the regel yimanis.
So oh, you say the same thing by Yad. He's a lefty, so then.
So it's a question about that as well. We pass it not that way, but so then the Gemara says ozen the ritzia. So it says ozen by mitzora. It says ozen by ritzia. That comes to ozen by rather mitzora, and ozen by ritzia when you pierce the ear of the eved to stay forever, kanani to stay forever. So we say that. The Eved Ivri, rather, the Eved Ivri for forever. So we say it has to be the right ear, just like the Mitzvah is the right ear. So then the Gemara asks, what do we learn from the word smolis, the left? Lemai Asa, it says the word smolis by the Mitzvah Anu. So what do we learn from there? We already know everything's with the right foot. And then it says the left, they have to do, the Kohen puts it on the left hand as well, the Pasuk describes. So what's smolis telling us? Let's just get the Pasuk out here for a second. The Pasuk says, V'tavol ha-Kohen es etzbo ha-yimanis min ha-shemen asher kapo ha-smolis. So the Kohen dips his finger, his right finger, in the oil that's in his left palm. So it says smolis when it comes to where the oil is being held by the Kohen. So what's that coming to teach us? Lemai Asa asks the Gemara. Amar Rav Shesha Brei de Rav Idi Lifsol Yamin de Kohen Bimitzara. Tell us that the right hand wouldn't work. Now the Pasuk says you use a left hand, the oil is in the left hand. Let's say you wanted to put the oil in the right hand and dip from the right hand oil, that's disqualified. Dafka smolis. So why do you need to tell me that dafka? Because the Gemara would have had a habamina shelo tomar, so you shouldn't say ma b'malkom shelo nishab esmol nishab yamin. In general, we know left is possible and right is included. By most other avodas, the right hand is acceptable. So one may have thought b'malkom shelo nishab esmol, the situation where the left is acceptable, namely the shemen that's in the calf of the kohen, the left hand of the kohen for the mitzvah, I would have thought eino din shelo nishab yamin. So certainly you should include the right hand. Also, it's either one. Kamashman, it emphasizes smolis, and only smolis, only the left hand is acceptable for holding the Shemen Mitzorah, and the right hand is disqualified. So then the Gemara says, after establishing that idach smolis v'yad regel yamanis d'ani lamai asa, there's still a few extra words in all the parshas of Mitzorah. It says smolis another time, it says yad and regel, the right yad another time by the Mitzorah ani. What's that coming to teach us? So the Gemara says, l'chadatana d'bei Rabbi Shmuel, when you have a whole parsha in the Torah that repeats itself, and all these drushes are repeating themselves, all the words are repeating themselves, it's okay. As long as there's only one chiddush we learn from an entire parsha, we don't need to learn a drush from every single extra word. As long as there's the one drush we can learn from the entire parsha, everything else we are okay with it being repeated. So even though you're right, it says smolis another time, and it says yad yiminis and yad regel yamanis another time, we don't care. Because once we've established that it says smolis, the teaches us a certain drush that only the left hand of the Kohen is acceptable. Not the right hand, all the other extra words we could ignore, and there's no drush to be learned. Okay, Gemara now says halfway down the Amud here, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. Komalkum Shinemra Etzba Kuna, we've seen this before in Mesech HaZvachim, whenever it says in the Torah Etzba, and also the word Kahuna, Eino Ela Yamin, it's referring to the right hand. So Kasakadaitach, the Havamina here is Etzba Vikahuna Be'inan. You need both Etzba and Kuna to be mentioned in order to require right hand. That the Kohen takes the blood with his finger. And we learn from Mitzorah that the Kohen, just like by the Mitzorah, it says he dips a finger in Etzbao, it means Yimanis. So too when it says, Lakach HaKohen Midam HaChatas, Be'etzbao means the right hand. So it says, Lakach HaKohen. The Kohen and Etzbal, that means a right hand always. So the Gemara says, Hare Kemitza, the Lo Ksiva Be'elakuna. When it comes to Kemitza, it doesn't mention anywhere the word Etzba. Etzba is not a relevant factor by Kemitza. You use your few fingers, but it doesn't say Etzba. It only says the Kohen does the Kemitza. And yet, even though it only says Kohen and not Etzba, Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, we learned this earlier in the Masech, the Davav, Kamatz Bismol Pasol. That if a person does his left hand, it's possible. You have to do the right hand for the Kemitza, even though it says only Kuna and doesn't say Etzba. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, so Rava therefore tweaks it and says, O Etzba, O Kuna. Either mentions Kohen, or mentions Kohen, one without the other, is sufficient to tell me that the right hand that needs to be used for that particular Avodah, one or the other, not both. So then Amar Le Abai, Abai says, Harei Holechas Evarim Lakevesh, if you bring the limbs to the ramp of the Mizbeach, Dichsibah, it says Kahuna. Dichsibah, Hikub HaKohen, it's HaKol HaMizbech. You bring all the various things to Mizbech. What does that mean, HaKol? Amar Mar, Zo HaLechas Eivarm LaKev. It's just schlepping the limbs, the legs, the arms, the head of the animal to the ramp. It's referring to that. Even though it says Kohen, Tanan, HaRegel Shayamin, the right leg of the animal is held Bismol, the left hand of the Kohen. I mean, the Kohen's using the left hand to schlep the regel up. Who base over lechutz? It describes how the skin is going to be facing the outside. That's a side point. But we see either way that even though it says hakohen with regards to holechas evarim, you still are allowed to use your left hand. So kohen doesn't only mean right hand. Kohen can mean sometimes left hand. So Gemara says ki amrina. When do we say this? O etzba, o kahuna bedavar hamakev kapara. When it's something that's ma'akiv the kapara that's irrelevant, such as zrikas dam. Or holachas dam, or kabal's dam, all those are ma'akev the kapara. So then, if it's either etzba, or if it says kahuna, that will dictate that you need to use the right hand. But something that's not ma'akev kapara, such as holachas evarim, lakevish, even if the limbs are not brought, one should bring the limbs and should burn them. But if, let's say, the evarim are not burnt, one still achieves a kapara. Therefore, the words etzba or kahuna do not indicate a need to use the right hand. The Mikdash David and the Brisker have learned from this point here. They want to know, Holechas Evarim, is Holechas Evarim Lekevesh, is that a din of Holacha, like Holechas Dam? Or is that a din of the Hascholas Haktara, the beginning of the Haktara on the Mizbeach? And they learn from this Gemara, it sounds like Holechas Evarim, since it's not Makiv the Kapara, it's a din of Hascholas Haktara, the beginning process of putting everything on the Mizbeach. What's the relevance of this? The relevance here is, are you allowed to circumvent the walking and have a line of Kohanim just passing it one to the next without having to move it all? So when it comes to Holacha by Dam, you can't do that. You have to have some movement of the feet in order to accomplish Holacha for Dam. But if you're saying here that it's not Holacha, there's actually a din of Halschalas Haktara, so then you're allowed to have everyone just pass on the limbs without having to walk at all, and that would be entirely acceptable, says the Brisker Rav in the Mikdash David. Okay, the Gemara now says, we're around eight lines down from the bottom, up from the bottom. Hare Kabbalah, Davar Ma'akev Kaparahu, Kabbalah's Dam, when you catch the blood after you do Shechita, that is Ma'akev the Kapara. Meaning if you spill all the blood, then you can't achieve the Kapara, because there's no Zrika. So that is a Davar Ma'akev HaKapara. V'kasa Bakuna, and also says that a Kohen needs to do the Kabbalah. D'chsev Hikrivu B'nei Aaron HaKohanim Es Adam, that the Kohanim go close, which means what? Zo Kabbalah's Adam, catching the blood. So it says that Bnei Aaron HaKohanim have to do Kabbalah. And yet, Tanan the Mishnah tells us, Kabbal B'smol, Kibbal B'smol Pasol, that we paskin the left hand is disqualifying, but Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Rabbi Shimon says it's allowed. Now how could Rabbi Shimon allow a lefty to use smol if the Kabbalah is a Ma'akev HaKapara, and it also says the word Kohen, it should be Pasol B'smol. So Gemara says, the Rabbi Shimon Kamris, Rabbi Shimon Tarti by Rabbi Shimon's a Das Yachit. In the world of Rabbi Shimon, he requires both Kohen and Etzba to be mentioned. We don't paskin that way. We hold that it's enough to have either Kohen or Etzba mentioned. And that's how we paskin. We hold that Kabbalah B'Smol is possible because it says the word Kohen. Rabbi Shimon's a whole other drasha. He learns you need both Etzba and Kohen. And since it doesn't say Etzba by Kabbalah Sadam, that's why he permits you to use Smol to do Kabbalah. So then the Gemara says, Umi boy Rabbi Shimon B'Tarti. Rabbi Shimon really require both words of etzba and kohen to be mentioned in order to require the right hand to be used. Vatani, the Braisa quotes Rabbi Shimon himself. Rabbi Shimon Omer kol makom shenemra yad einu ela yamim. Whenever it says yad, it always means the right hand. Etzba, whenever it says etzba einu ela yamim, it always means the right finger. So Gemara says etzba lo bai kuna. Whenever the word etzba is used, you don't need kuna. Meaning etzba alone, that's sufficient to tell me that you need the right hand. But when the word kahuna is mentioned, kuna bari etzba. When it says kohen, you do need to mention the word etzba. And since by Kabbalah's dam it says kohen, but it doesn't say etzba, that's why you don't require yamin for Rabbi Shimon. The left hand is fine. So then the Gemara asks the basic question: Ela kohen lamali? So in other words, he really requires etzba. Whenever it says etzba, it's good enough. Whenever it says kohen, well, you need etzba. So etzba is really the requirement for using the right hand for Rabbi Shimon. So then once etzba is a requirement, what do you learn from the word kohen? Ela kohen lamali, bichihuno, which Rashi says, the very last Rashi in the page here, bibigde kuna. So when it says the word etzba for Rabbi Shimon, it means the right finger. When it says kahuna, it means that you have to wear the bigde kuna. The Gemara now goes on to the top of Amud Beis. Harei Zrika, the lo kasabe elakuna. Zrika, it only says kohen, and yet it says v'tanan zark b'smol pasul. So this is a kasha for Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says kohen itself is not does not require yamin. We paskin it does. So for us it makes sense that it's possible to do zrika with the left hand. But for the world of Rabbi Shimon, who requires the word etzba or the word yad, it doesn't say either one by the zrika. So how come he says, the Mishnah says, b'tanan, zarek b'smol, if you throw the blood with your left hand, it's possible, v'lo palag Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue, meaning he agrees that it's possible b'smol. But how is it possible b'smol if it doesn't say etzba or yad by zrika? So Amar Bai says, palag b'braisa, there's a braisa, even though the Mishnah doesn't argue, if you learn all the braisas, you would see that he does argue, the Tanya, Kabbal b'smol pasul Rabbi Shimon machshir. Zark b'smol pasul Rabbi Shimon machshir again. So the machlokas by Kabbalah lefty is the same exact machlokas we have by using the left hand for Zrika, and there is a consistency with Rabbi Shimon since it doesn't say etzba by Kabbalah, doesn't say etzba by Zrika, both of them are kosher according to Rabbi Shimon. Okay. The Gemara now says, Ella ha damari rava yad yad l'kemitza lamali. So going back to what we said earlier, according to the opinion of the Chachamim, that if it says the word Kohen alone, that would indicate the right using the right hand. So then all the cases about mentioned above that mentions Kohen, we don't need to have a yad yad l'kemitza anymore. Because since it says, initially, how do we know in Amud Aleph that you have to use the right hand for Kemitza? Because since there was an extra word yad by Mitzora, with Gzeir Shavah to Kemitza, yad yad, to tell me the right hand. But now that, according to the Chachamim, whenever it says Kohen, that tells me the right hand. And we know that the Kohen is supposed to do Kemitza, so that's how we know that the Kemitza is done with the right hand. Because it says the word Kohen. You don't need the Gzeir Shavah yad yad anymore, learn from Mitzora. So now, according to the Chachamim, what are you going to do with the words yad yad, the Kemitza, lamali? Mikahuna nafka. We know that the kemitza is done with the right hand, not because of gzeir shava yad yad mitzora, because it says kuna within the world of kemitza itself, and whenever it says kohen, that means the right hand. So what do you do with the yad yad? So the Gemara explains, chad the komets, chad the kiddush komets. One is to tell me that the kemitza must be done with the right hand. That's from, I'm not sure which one, yad yad, I guess. And the other one, the mention of kahuna, is to tell me that when you do the kemitza, place it into a klisharis, that second klisharis, that also requires using the right hand. Okay.
You don't bring a riot that cash in our Mishnah without Rabbi Shimon before? Did our Mishnah say that small is. The Mishnah said that small is possible without it?
Small is possible, the Gabe, this. But it doesn't say. Rabbi Shimon didn't argue on this. We have Ben Beseira argued. You mean Ben Beseira argued now? If you look at Rashi, Rashi asks this question. So you look at Rashi, very top line, very good. Palig Bebraisa, Rashi says, V'huadin l'masnis, in our Mishnah as well. V'ikashe lesev mikmitza, delokse be elakuna, v'tanan dafvav, comments with small pasav la palig Rabbi Shimon, this is your question. Tara tainu taima de la palig b'mincha kedamrina lekaman de nafkalev the small pasav mikodesh kadashim he kechatas kashim. There's a special gzeresa kasav. Very good. So here, right, it would have been a question that small should be pasav and Rabbi Shimon should agree that it should be kosher because it doesn't say etzba by kmitza. But there's a special gzeresa kasav where even Rabbi Shimon would agree that kmitza dam b'yamin would be pasav. The Gemara now says we are now seven lines down or so from the top. L'Rabbi Shimon d'lo bai kiddush kometz. We're going to see on Rashi tells us daf chavav. There's going to be machlokus held on the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, but there is an opinion that Rabbi Shimon does not require kiddush kli, kiddush kometz. When you do kmitza, you don't need to put into a second kli. That's number one. And the man damar, there is one nami d'bai kiddush kometz. There is L'Rabbi Shimon. There is actually an opinion that Rabbi Shimon does require kiddush kli, but it's still b'smol achshir michshar. But Rabbi Shimon allows you to use a left hand, so either Rabbi Shimon doesn't require kiddush kli, or even if he does require kiddush kli, it's okay with the left hand. So then, in the world of Rabbi Shimon, you have the question yad yad de Rav Olamli. What's the word for yad yad? Because the need for kmitza, according to Rabbi Shimon, Gemara's going to go through right now. Because let's see. So Gemara says ila kmitza gufa. I'll leave it there, Shimon. If it's the telling me that kmitza itself, that requires the right hand, just like mitzvah requires right hand, yad yad, kmitza also requires the right hand. Rabbi Shimon doesn't require yad yad, because he holds mid Rabbi Yehuda brei Rabbi Yechia nafka. Who's that? Damar Rabbi Yehuda brei Rabbi Yechia. My time in Rabbi Shimon, damar kra, kodesh kodashim, kodashim hi kechadash kashim, like we just saw in Rashi. What does that mean? Bala of the biyad, if you're going to do the kmitza with your right hand, biyamin kechadash, use your right hand like a chadash, you do the sprinkling with your right hand. Bala of the bekli, if you're going to use a kli to do the kmitza, of the besmol, kashim, use your left hand like the asham. We find by the mitzora, which is an asham mitzora, the left hand is used, like we mentioned that the oil is in the left hand. So if you're going to use the hand, use the right hand. If you're going to use a kli, use the left hand for this. So that's the drasha how the kmitza should be done with the right hand. So what's the need for yad yad coming to teach me, according to Rabbi Shimon? So Gemara explains, lo nitzach el komitz de minchas chote. They tell me that even the kmitza of minchas chote requires a right hand. What to have me to think otherwise? We already established above that Rabbi Shimon holds, based on this drasha of kodesh kodashim, that if you're using kmitza with your hand itself, you need to use the right hand. So why would you think that the minchas chote wouldn't require right hand? That you need a special drasha to tell me that even the minchas chote also requires a right hand? So the Gemara explains the Havamin is Sakadai Techamina. We would have thought Hov Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's the opinion behind the famous Shita Shelo Yehei Karbanim Mehuda, that we don't want the Chatas to look very pretty. The Minchas Chatas, we want to be very dry, no oil, no Lavona. Shelo Yehei Karbanim Mehuda. We would think Ki Kamech Le Nami Besmol Tiskasher. He uses his left hand, which is also a Lav Mehuda Dika way of doing the Kmita. It's an awkward way to do the Kmita. That would be acceptable. For the Minchas Chote, Kamashman, we have a special Gzeres of Yad Yad, that you have to use the right hand for the Kmitza, even of a Minchas Chote. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.